The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I think my favorite thing last night was watching Twitter's head blow up over Austin Matthews. I like this kid because he's from Scottsdale, Arizona. His mom's a Mexican. He's not like your typical hockey guy. That's the kind of guy that could get people interested in a sport like that because, you know, it's like when Tiger came along. I think if he turns into a superstar, he could be one of those kind of guys because people will start caring.
People still have to realize that Brock still has less experience than these kids. Carson Wentz, Dak Prescott.
I really don't think that it has anything to do with what they did in college. I think the difference is that those teams that have rookie quarterbacks have limited their playbooks. For them to succeed, they thought that he was ready for a full load of a playbook, basically ready to do whatever they ask him to do, and it's pretty clear now that he's just not.
At some point, I think you'll see them simplify the playbook, which is fairly simple enough as it is right now.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed any of the first 2 hours, a lot of good stuff, man. And it's all right there on podcastarena.com. Go and check it out. And so, Jon, did you find the Florida Man Jeopardy?
So, yes, I did.
Okay, so can we go? I before we do it, though, I guarantee you most of our listeners would know every one of these answers.
Because they've heard it all on our show.
They've heard it on the show before. Yeah. Or they follow Florida Man on Twitter. All right, let's do it.
Florida Man for two.
Florida Man steals this ultimate driving machine after he's told he can't buy it with food stamps. Pidge.
What is it, BMW?
Yes.
Let's do Florida Man for 400.
Florida Man ordered to stay away from animals after throwing live this state reptile through Wendy's drive-thru window. Russ.
What's an alligator?
Yeah, why is that funny?
Florida because Man for six, please.
On this wrestler and his lawsuit against Gawker, Florida Man shows up to court in formal bandana. Russ.
It was Hulk Hogan.
Yes, less than a minute now.
Florida for 1,000.
Florida man slashes 88-year-old woman's tires with ice pick for sitting in his seat during this five-letter game. Susan.
What is hockey?
No.
Come on.
Oh, boy.
Pidge. What is poker?
No. What is bingo? Back to you.
88-year-old. Come
Florida
on,
man
thanks.
For 800, please.
H-O-C-K-E. Florida man tells police he's so what? Drunk, he'll blow up this measuring device. Pidge.
What is the breathalyzer?
Correct.
So, yeah, I remember the bingo guy. I'd have gotten 1,000.
Hard times.
Yeah. All right. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Let's squeeze in a phone call. Jason, you were on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, this is for AJ. I know it's a little bit off topic with being college football season, but Oklahoma State hired a new coach this year, Stephen F. Austin's coach, Brad Underwood. I wanted to get AJ's thoughts on him and his potential at Oklahoma State the next couple of years and turn that basketball program around. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks,
man. Jeff. That's a tall task at Oklahoma State. It's a good hire, I think, but I think it's going to take a while. And the Big 12 is pretty solid in basketball. I think Texas is going to be better. Kansas is always good. I think this is such minutia, but I do think it's going to take him a few years to get some traction there.
That'd be a great question in March.
Yeah, or even like January.
What's one of those things that kind of drives me nuts? USA Today had this piece on the Rockets rookie from Louisville, who I always struggle with his name, so I don't want to I don't want to screw it up. And him doing the underhanded free throws.
Uh-huh.
Which, if I'm not mistaken, he's done for a long time now.
Yeah.
Well, they're acting like they're acting like this is a new thing. It says
that's because most of these people didn't watch him play in college.
And it says, I really don't care what people think. As long as I get a bucket, I'm fine. So it's safe to say this isn't a preseason only thing. If he gets minutes come regular season and goes the line, he'll use the same old school technique no matter what the fans think.
Yeah.
That's what he's been doing, right?
It's only a story now because that's the people that cover the Rockets don't pay attention to anything except their little team. These people aren't covering basketball.
Yeah.
They cover the local team, and that's what you get when that happens. So.
Well, that's what we're getting. This is a new thing, AJ. You should be surprised by it.
Shocked.
713-780-ESPN. I wanted to get my other basketball story. Did you see the Luke Walton talking about being hungover and practicing with Kobe Bryant?
I did not.
I think we actually have this, do we, Sean?
Yeah. I have this, and then I have the Shaq part. And by the way, I was doing show prep and I was looking for this because it was on a podcast and it took me like 30 minutes to find the exact audio because the podcast was like 2 hours long. And I'm an idiot because in the story itself, it said towards the end of the podcast and I was sifting through the entire 2 hours. But well, anyway.
I wanted to get to it then. And not knowing that you had spent that much time on it, I feel like I'm honor bound now for you to play the audio.
All right. This is Luke Walton on Kobe.
I one of the things I always love most about Kobe is was his killer instinct. It was just incredible how hard he worked. Mm-hmm. He was literally the guy. Like as a rookie, I would come in early and think that I'd be one of the first few guys there, and he'd already be finishing his weight workout and was at the track at 5-6 a.m. with his personal trainer before the weight workout.
Practice.
Oh, but yeah, like constantly. Like he was so committed to the craft that to see that at a young age, was just absolutely incredible. I remember one time my rookie year, I came in a little. Him and Shaq both like to do this I think it was just rookies, but any young guy. Like I probably had too much to drink the night before. So I came in, I was a rookie, I felt good,
yeah. And
they could smell some alcohol on me. And Kobe informed the rest of the team that nobody was allowed to help me on defense and that I had to guard him the entire practice.
Oh, come on.
And like I was like laughing at first, whoops. Like, oh, this is funny. But in Kobe's mind, in his eyes, it was like, no. Like, I see and smell weakness.
Yeah.
I'm going to destroy you today.
You're going to learn it, Dave.
And he taught me that lesson. Damn. He taught me that lesson. I mean, he probably scored 70-something in practice day. And I was begging for help. None of the teammates would help. but, yeah, his killer instinct and his work ethic were just – they'll stick with me forever.
I was enjoying that until one of the hosts dropped an S-bomb in there.
Yeah, I forgot. I missed it.
Slacker.
It happens. Poor guy looks for this for 30 minutes. And
I know.
And we have an S-bomb. He sounded a little drunk there, actually.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That was towards the end of a two-hour podcast. Oh,
God. He was there the whole time?
He was there for a good hour of it. Richard Jefferson was there for the first half.
Oh.
And they kind of did they were together at the same time for about 20 minutes, and then he finished it off.
I'll tell you, was notorious for showing up at practice hungover was Chuck.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. There were times where I would hear stories about what was happening the night before, and then they're playing a game the next day, and he's just sweating like a pig 5 minutes in, and he'd still go out and score 35 and get 15 rebounds.
So apparently the same thing happened with Shaq.
Oh, so Shaq's the guy to ask for Advil, I guess.
Yeah,
no, Shaq did it to me too one day.
You didn't have to guard him.
Yeah, Shaq made me guard him. And then trying to foul him, and then he told me if I kept fouling him, he was going to punch me. So then I stopped fouling him, and then it wasn't fair. I felt like I was like a child trying to play a grown man's game.
Well,
I hope you learned a lesson.
Quit showing over practice drunk.
Yeah, you can show up for games drunk. That's
okay. That's okay.
But practice, no. Practice, you got to be.
Teammates aren't going to bail you out at practice.
No.
Did you see Carmelo Anthony's not happy with his ranking on the slam list?
I did see that.
They're up to number 13 now, which means that Carmelo Anthony's name has been called, and it was called at number 15.
Yeah.
And when Slam Online posted on Instagram, Slam Top 50, number 15, Carmelo Anthony, New York Knicks, Carmelo said, "Don't play yourself. All credibility lost in my eyes." I mean, is 15 that bad?
No. I think it's pretty good.
I mean, I think that's kind of about right. He wasn't on an All-NBA team last year.
Okay, so that's first or second team.
Or hasn't been on an All-NBA team since 2013, first, second, or third team. Which, that's 15 players right there.
Yeah. And it might be generous.
I'm not going to lie. I'll go from like, I'm not going to read the whole damn list, but some guys that are in the top 20 that are behind Carmelo that you could make a pretty good argument you'd rather have than Carmelo. I mean, Karl Anthony Towns is the reigning rookie of the year, but
too early to tell.
Had a better season last year than Carmelo did. Jimmy Butler, 19.
I think they're in the same ballpark.
LaMarcus Aldridge, 18. Isn't LaMarcus Aldridge a better player by now than Carmelo?
I don't know. They're asked to do different things. I think it depends on what kind of team
How about John Wall, 17?
I'd rather have John Wall.
How about Draymond Green, 16?
Those guys are all ballpark with Carmelo. That's about where he should be.
The two guys so far that they've ranked ahead of him, Blake Griffin at 14 and Klay Thompson at 13. So, I don't know. Maybe I guess my biggest beef is I'm a big believer in two-way players getting more respect. And I think that's not as prioritized as it probably should be in the NBA.
And C. Westmoreland says, Carmelo at 15 is generous. Get your team to the playoffs. I guess if I were going to say, all right, I have to start my team with this guy and I don't have a ton of talent, I don't know that he'd be 15. I think it is a little generous.
When are we going to hear James Harden's name on that list? He's in the top 12.
Yeah.
He's either in the top 12 or he's not in the top 50 at all.
I'm pretty sure he's in the top 12. Yeah. I think somewhere between 9 and 11 would be my guess.
Okay. All right.
I think he's going to be in the top 10, like towards the top 5.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah, I think nationally, people think he's a much better player than we do locally.
Okay.
Man, top 5?
I'm close to top 5. I'm like 5 to 7, I think.
I mean, he didn't make an All-NBA team.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying 9 to 11. But in reality, if you could only have one of these top 15 and then the rest of your team was garbage, I probably want James because I think he's going to at least make you competitive compared to a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, he'll get his team to the playoffs.
Man, that's
I mean, even on SportsCenter, they're talking about James Harden being a better player than Russell Westbrook. So nationally, some people think that Russell and James are about the same.
2 years ago, I would have made that argument real easily. I wouldn't after last year.
No.
But
how the times can quickly change.
Yeah, Soccer Bilal wants to know, will Carmelo go the road of Barkley, good player, never wins a championship and ends up in the Hall of Fame, or was Barkley better? Different kind of players.
I prefer Barkley because he's more of a two-way player.
Yeah, and I think that's another guy that people forget. When he got here, he was at the wrong end and was still playing really well. In fact, all those guys were just at the end of their career at that point. But, I think Barkley was a better player overall.
They're trying to do math in my head to figure out who the top 12 players are that haven't been named off on this list. It's probably more work than it's worth.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
But I've got an idea of who some of them are. Paul George is going to be in there. Damian Lillard's going to be in there. Kawhi Leonard's going to be in there. I haven't seen DeMarcus Cousins in the top 50 list, so
I guess he's got to be in there.
He's got to be in there, right?
He's probably got to be 12.
So I mean, this is Yahoo has a list of players still not to be named: LeBron, Durant, Curry, Paul, Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Paul George, James Harden, DeMarcus Cousins, and Damian Lillard, and Kyrie Irving.
I would honestly take every one of those players over James Harden.
But nationally, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
A lot of people,
I don't know if I would
think the same.
Who would you take over him? Or who would you take him over?
Go through the list again. Obviously, forget LeBron, Curry, those guys. That's not even a conversation.
LeBron, Curry, Durant, Paul, Russell Westbrook, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Paul George, James Harden, DeMarcus Cousins, Damian Lillard, and Kyrie Irving.
I'd take him over Cousins. I'm trying to think of other comparable guys who are the only guy on their team.
You'd probably take him over Chris Paul at this point.
Yeah, I think I would at this point of their career.
He was the only one in my head that I was like, maybe. It's really nice to have Chris Paul when he's healthy. But
and as much as I love Anthony Davis, his team was awful.
And he can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, were the Rockets anything special?
They made the playoffs. Anthony Davis didn't.
All right.
I mean that's got to be part of it, right? Going out and actually winning some games.
Well, Anthony Davis wasn't on the court a lot last year.
Well, that's part of the problem. But when he was out there, they weren't very good. I mean, and that team should have been a lot better than that. That team should have been in the playoffs last year.
And Harden,
so you'd rather have James Harden on your team than Anthony Davis?
At this stage, yeah.
Not me. No way. No way.
When Anthony Davis wins something, I'll change my mind. I love him. And I said that I love that guy in college. I loved him when they drafted him. And I said he was going to be great, and he is a great player.
I just like guys to play defense. Maybe I'm crazy.
I'm
crazy.
You know what? I just want guys to win. Win something for me, man. That's all I'm asking.
And
all
Damian Lillard is the same player as James Harden, except they both can't play defense.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think Damian Lillard's a better player than James Harden.
His defense is really bad.
I'll take
Harden. He's not a good defender. But
I'll take Harden over him, too.
Okay, I won't.
Okay.
But that one I could see being personal preference.
Well, all of these are personal preference.
No, some of them are just blatant fact.
They're not facts.
LeBron, Steph Curry, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant.
But the guys we're talking about.
Those are inarguable.
But the guys we're talking about are opinions.
Yeah.
And preference. So,
you're talking about James Harden like he's won anything.
He's been on a team that got the conference finals. He got his team to the playoffs last year. All things that guys like Anthony Davis hasn't done yet. Even John Wall hasn't done yet. I mean, that's part of it, man. Actually winning some games. Now, do I love his game? Absolutely not. Is there a lot that I hate about his game? Yeah, but you know what?
Honestly, the fact that that list has says that James Harden's a better player than Klay Thompson is laughable. That's laughable to me.
See, I don't think it's laughable at all. I think it's...
Klay Thompson's probably the best two-way wing player in the league. What's James Harden better at than Klay?
Really,
is James Harden a better scorer than Klay
Thompson?
It's
really hard for me to judge what Klay... And I think Klay Thompson's great, but it's really hard for me to judge how great he is because of having all the talent around him that he does. And if you put him as the star player on a team by himself, would he be as good? I don't know that.
No, I don't know that either.
And those are questions you can't answer, and that's why it's...
I don't know that's necessarily fair, though.
But I mean, that's...
I mean, we're willing to put Russell Westbrook at number, what, he's a top five guy. We've never seen him as the best player.
Well, we're about
to
see it.
Yeah.
We're about to see it, and that's why... Because I don't know how much Steph Curry raises Klay Thompson.
I don't know either.
And I think we're going to find out a little bit.
But I know that Klay Thompson's the second best shooter in the league, and he's one of the best wing defenders in the league. James Harden is no longer the shooter that he was from a three-point shooting percentage, and is, I mean, not a percentage of the defender that Klay Thompson is. And you talk about guys who have won. Doesn't that kind of raise Klay Thompson's stock to you?
Yeah, although I don't think he's the best player on his team.
Okay.
And that's why it's hard for me to judge. I think he's great. There's a big reason why they're as good as they are. But to me, it's different than judging a guy who's, like Cody says, no way AD over Harden any day of the week. Big man who can handle the ball like a point guard. Come on, man. Yeah, when he's on the court, go win something with him, and then I'll take him. Those guys to me are easy to judge. Because if you're the best player on your team, and we're not talking about transcendent teams like what the Warriors are. Warriors are transcendent. And they've got a lot of great players. And it's easy for me to judge Steph Curry and say that guy's one or two in the league right now. And these other guys, I don't know if they're 5 or they're 18, but they're better because they're playing with number one or two. Because he does make other guys better.
I agree.
But I think they're all really good. A guy like Anthony Davis is the best player on his team. And they've made the playoffs one time. Show me you can take him to the next level. And I'm not sure a big man has the same, as good as he is, I don't think a big man has the same impact anymore as a guard.
No, that's fair.
So, come on, man, yourself. So it's an opinion, Chief.
I still think Klay Thompson, that's silly. Klay Thompson is a better player than James Harden at this point.
It's hard to say. If you flip-flop those two, pretty sure the Warriors are still champions. Not so sure the Rockets are a playoff team.
Okay.
So.
All right, how's your fantasy football season going, guys? What's that? Your fantasy team sucks? Mine too. Your starting running back's hurt? Mine too. Your quarterback's a joke? Mine too. Don't worry, guys. It's not too late to save your season. DraftKings.com has you covered. You can still win huge cash prizes at DraftKings. It's the destination for one-week fantasy. That means no season-long commitments to scrubs. Never again are you going to have to stay up all night hoping that the right guy that you want on the waivers is coming down to you. You don't have to deal with it anymore. Don't have to deal with it anymore with DraftKings. Thank goodness. Every week's a brand new season at DraftKings. Just pick your contest, draft your team, and follow the action live. You could play against friends every week if you want to. You got a buddy that you got a rivalry with? Go against him every week. Play 50-50 contests where the top half of all entries win cash. Even if your current fantasy team is a wreck, you can still win big money at DraftKings. Don't wait. Start your new season at DraftKings.com now. Use the code Houston and play for free with your first deposit. It's promo code Houston to play for free for your share of over $1 million in total prizes this weekend. Only at DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details. The website is DraftKings.com.
Patriots NFL noon Sunday on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Kawhi Leonard's a guy I would put ahead of him for sure.
Ahead of Harden.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'd probably have him 8 or 9. But again, it comes down to personal preference at that point. I just try to look at if this guy's the best guy on your team, are you at least a playoff team? And some of these guys aren't. Cousins is not.
Yeah, but Cousins is also, I mean, what's around, the rest of what's around Cousins is pretty abysmal. And
James Harden didn't have much around him last year either, let's be honest. And so there's certain guys that, like Kevin Love, everybody was always in love with him in Minnesota. What did he ever win? That was one of my big criticisms of him. If you're a top 15 player in the league, you always talk about how easy it is to make the playoffs. If you're a top 15 player in the league, even with crap around you, you ought to be able to get to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And that's why I still have questions about guys like Anthony Davis. I mean, go out and I think in his position and in Cousins' position that they play makes it harder for them to be guys that can carry their team.
Right.
So from that perspective, yeah, I'd rather have James Harden. But it just depends on what you want. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And it's funny, man. Well, we're almost starting a break again, aren't we?
Did we run? did we go too far?
A little bit.
Oh, I didn't even notice. That's on me. You know, I've got to talk better. I've got to coach better. We got to play better.
Last thing on Harden. The 2015 list, I looked up where he was on that 2015 list. He was 6th on the list.
And that was, I think that's fair.
That was fair. He played the best defense he'd ever played in his life.
Best year of his career.
And he warranted being praised for it. But if we're going year to year, what he did last year, the effort he gave defensively was so poor. And really, he got off to a poor start offensively. Yeah,
offensively, he wasn't. Now, he got better as the season went on.
But just from an efficiency standpoint, he wasn't as efficient as he was. No. And defensively, he was way worse.
But I don't think he's as bad as he was last year. I don't think he's as good as he was the year before.
I think that's fair.
I'm kind of trying to put him somewhere in between those two.
Can you even put him? Can you put Kyrie Irving over him? Because without LeBron, Kyrie Irving's Cavs teams were horrible.
See, that's another That's another one.
It's like a DeMarcus Cousins
situation.
He's
hard to compare because.
Yeah. But all those, to me, all those guys are, you can make arguments for each one. And you can rank them kind of however you want. To me, there's three, four, maybe five guys where there's no argument. The argument there is how you rank them.
LeBron, Steph, KD, Kawhi, and Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Although, again, Westbrook, I want to see what he does by himself.
Yeah.
He had a pretty good run 2 years ago when Durant was out, but they didn't make the playoffs either. And he went nuts and put up numbers. So I think it's interesting. It's an interesting question.
Interesting question.
When did Flood James Harden make top six?
When in no Flood, number 11?
14?
Right ahead of Carmelo. Who knows? He can't be 14.
Yeah.
14's already taken.
Damn.
Yeah, he's going to have to he's Blake Griffin's 14, Klay Thompson 13. So he's in the top 12.
See, I'm not as high on Blake Griffin as I am some of the guys behind
him. I'm not either. I think Draymond Green's a way better player than Blake Griffin.
I agree.
But I like
John Wall over Blake Griffin.
At this point I probably prefer Karl Anthony Towns over Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
But not everybody's going to say the same 10 guys are the best 10. Otherwise, there'd be no point in making these lists if everybody agreed with it.
I do think basketball is different because one guy, one really good player can make a big difference on a team.
No doubt.
And unlike you can have in football, baseball, you can have one great player and they're not going to make a huge difference in wins and losses if you just have one. Basketball, because the guy plays both ways, well, not James Harden, but because a guy plays offense and defense and there's only five people on the floor at any given time, one guy can turn you into a playoff team.
Yeah.
If it's the right guy. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody wants to know, is Texas number two on that list too? They should be number two.
They should be.
And, yeah.
But LaMarcus Aldridge way down the list.
KD, though.
KD could be number two, but I'd be shocked if it was anybody but LeBron and Steph one and two. I don't know what order they'll put them in, but at this point, that has to be one and two, right?
They're going to have four of the top 15.
Who?
The Warriors.
The Warriors, yeah.
Where was Green again?
No, he wasn't top 15. Oh, okay. Carmelo was 15. He was 16.
Okay, so I would put him ahead of Carmelo.
25% of the top 16. Jeez.
With four-year players.
Yeah. They're not bad.
That should be. That they will get a serious shame bell if they don't win it this year.
I mean, we saw this before when the Heat, their first season, they didn't win it.
Yeah, but I think this team's a hell of a lot better than that Heat team.
Maybe
significantly.
Significantly
better than that Heat team.
The reason why I wouldn't say that is because, well, think about what Dwayne Wade was at the time. He was a top five guy.
I'm not going to agree with that. I think he was closer to 8, 9, 10 by that point of his career. And Chris Bosh, I was never as high on. I mean, to me, he was Kevin Love. He was a guy who couldn't win when he was the best player on his team. And you put him on there as a third dog, and he's a good player. And then they had some really nice pieces, too.
They did.
Ray Allen was just a perfect guy to have on that team. But, I mean, I think...
And it's close. I think they're
73 games without Kevin Durant. Yep. I think they're a hell of a lot better than the Heat were. And I do think there's going to be an adjustment period, but I don't think it's going to be a season-long thing. I think it's going to be a month, month and a half, and then people will start panicking, and then they'll just kill everybody. All right, guys, got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. Fantastic place that they take in kids who have dropped out of other schools. They give them a second chance, and so many of these kids go on and do great, great things. Sometimes they need glasses to read. Sometimes they need transportation. Well, that's what Houston Can Academies does for them. They work around whatever issues that cause them to drop out. Good kids who just need a second chance, they give them that second chance. And they go on and they make us a better community. And you can help. That's a great thing about it. All you have to do is donate a vehicle. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it is. Doesn't matter what it is. Car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV. Could be running, doesn't have to be running, doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. If it's something that you had sitting out in front of your, you know, maybe you had it sitting out in front of your house there and that got flooded and you didn't know what to do with it, well, you can donate it. Here's what's going to happen. They're going to tow it free of charge. They take care of all the paperwork for you. And your donation is tax deductible. And you need to start thinking about some tax deductions here at the end of the year. And that's going to look good when you have to fill out those taxes. Doesn't matter. Give them a call. And if you do it today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. They really need your help. School started. These kids need your help. All you have to do is make that phone call. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Make sure you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. Right off the car, not the kid.
You got to keep them separated.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports.
713-780-ESPN. So, I hate to do this. I got to defend Donald Trump again.
Oh, boy.
You saw this story, right, that came out that says, all right, it sounds sensational, right? Here's your headline. Four women accused Trump of forcibly groping, kissing them.
All right.
And then it says, four women accused Donald Trump of groping or kissing them without their consent. Just days after the Republican presidential nominee insisted in a debate he had never engaged in such behavior. Sounds inflammatory, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's one. One of the women alleges that Trump grabbed her breasts and tried to put his hand up her skirt during a flight more than three decades ago.
Oh, boy.
Another says he kissed her on the mouth outside an elevator in 2005.
Okay.
A third woman says Trump groped her rear end at a resort 13 years ago. And the other one's from 2005. Again, I don't know if this stuff is true, and I don't know how serious it is based on... I just think it's so suspicious that this stuff comes out after the tape came out last week. And we're pulling stuff up from 30 years ago. I can't even tell you what I was doing 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, oh, he patted her on the butt. That's groping.
Well, I mean, listen, this is
not
acceptable.
It's not acceptable. I'm not defending any of that. I just think maybe we should, scrape off a grain of salt or two on stuff like this. It just seems very sensationalized for what it actually says to me. Don't get me wrong. I do not like Donald Trump. I would never vote for him. I wouldn't vote for him with your vote. If you gave me your vote and said, here,
you wouldn't
I'll take credit for it.
You wouldn't use it.
I said, no, not happening.
Okay.
But I do think this is just getting a little silly on all fronts. That's all. Sorry. Want to take a call here?
Let's do it.
James, you're on the Blitz. Go.
So, my question is, if Kobe and Tim Duncan were still in the league, where would they rank on this list?
They wouldn't even be in the top 50. No, they wouldn't be on the list. Based on the seasons they had last year, no. Neither one of those guys were top 50 players last year. You agree?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. Kobe was one of the worst players in the league.
Yeah, I could make a case for Duncan, but not a strong one.
No.
And Kobe, no. I mean, you're remembering his last game where they let him shoot the ball 75 times. No, Kobe was a dog last year.
Of all the regulars that played in the league, they could probably be in the top, the low 50s, like the bottom 50.
Both of them,
yeah.
Yeah.
Of the players that got significant
Duncan
minutes last
was
year.
Weird because he was sort of masked because he was out there a lot with Aldridge, who's obviously very good. And Kawhi Leonard. I mean, a lot of his deficiencies were covered up.
And he wasn't asked to do a lot.
Yeah, Kobe was on a bad team, and it was obvious that he was no longer good, so it made him look way worse.
Yeah.
But, yeah, neither one of those guys were top 50 players last year.
Yeah, Kobe was a dog last year.
Jeremy, sports to you.
Hey, sports guys. Thanks for taking my call. I like the discussion about the top 12 players. I agree with you, AJ. I think the top 10, everybody should be a two-way player, but I was wondering if you guys could go ahead and just hash it out and rank your 1 through 12. I'll hang up and listen.
I'll have to have – maybe we can do that in the last segment. John can give me the
Yeah, I honestly, man, that's not something I can do in 5 minutes. If I'm going to go and rank players, I need to go and actually do the research and yeah, so no, there's no way I can do that for the last
I can
segment.
Do it.
Okay.
If I can rank Tom Hanks movies in 5 minutes, I can rank those 12
names. Yeah, I can't do it. Not and give you a list that in any way, shape, or form I would feel good about. If you just want me to pull something out of my ass, I can do that.
I mean, listen, I'll make my list, and then you might say, well, this guy is better in this certain stat. I'll just give you the list basically on what my eyes see. Like, you know, I watch a lot of basketball. I can tell you what I think.
Yeah, I have to do more research than that. I have to, you know, I want to look at every stat. I want to look at the whole team. But, yeah, I'll just pull one out of my ass for you. But
now, is the list who you want to start a franchise with or who you think the better player is?
That's the other thing.
Because I think I would rather have James to start a franchise with, but I think Chris Paul is a much better player.
Well, answer that. Yeah, what's the standard?
Yeah, that's where the, I guess, the question comes in. Because, I mean, I'll have to look at the what the slam list says. Like what they what
yeah
they,
what their criteria is.
Criteria is. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what their standards are. So,
and are we basing it on last year? Are we basing it on a career? Are we basing it on a projected arc for this year?
It's got to be projected arc for this year because their number 50 has been Simmons. Who has had no career.
Right. That he's not going to be in the top 50 this year. That's kind of silly.
So, I don't know. And, yeah, they've got guys like D'Angelo Russell's at 49. Devin Booker's at 47. I mean, these are guys who have played one season.
Frankly, I'd rather hear Hoffman on Hollywood case than a list that I pull out of my ass. But that's okay. Whatever you guys want to do.
Okay. You know what I'm going to tell you about now?
What?
Junk. Like... man junk. Like, if you've got any kind of problems going on down there, Fred, I don't know if you do. If you do, man centers, they're going to take care of it. The problem is with dudes, we're stubborn. So if we get that, like a pain in the ball or something, we'll be like, no big deal. Fred used to have ball pain. When he got it checked out, it was serious. Fred could have lost his whole balls. It would have been horrible news. Don't wait until it's too late and you lose your balls. Go to man centers, get yourself checked out. Whether it's a urinary pain, genital pain, testicular cancer evaluation, prostate abnormality, they can check into all that stuff. Kidney stones, even, if you've got that. Low testosterone, they can help you out with all these things. They can also help you with vasectomies. No scalpel vasectomies, which, are, in my opinion, are the best because they don't use a needle, they don't use a scalpel, and they still take care of business. Dr. Russell Williams has performed over 11,000 of these things. Whatever your issue is, don't wait. Don't be stubborn. Don't wait till it gets really bad. Just get in there and get it taken care of and do it at Man Centers. These guys are making it easy. They're eliminating all the idle time you spend at the doctor. They've got an online check-in, a kiosk check-in if you want to check in there. You don't have to deal with someone face-to-face. It's really simple, guys. 9190 Katy Freeway right here in Houston, or call 832-358-8600, or you can check them out at mancenters.com. That's mancenters, mancenters.com.
This is the Blitz.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Ohio State, Wisconsin, college football, 7 p.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5.
And we're back on the Blitz. Mike says it wouldn't be the Blitz if you guys didn't pull it out of your ass. That's true. The problem is with something like this, I'll do movies with you right off the top of my head. That's not a problem. But when I rank James Harden 11th, and it's all over friggin' Clutch fans and everything about how much I hate James Harden and all this stuff. When I just did it on...
Doesn't everybody on Clutch fans hate James Harden at this point?
I would hope so, but I don't know. But the reality is, something like that, people come back at you with, well, and what about this? And it's like, well, I didn't have a chance to think about all that because I only had 5 minutes to do it.
But you could also just go with, I don't give a crap what you think about me on Clutch Fans.
Move. I don't. But the difference is, if I do a list like that, I actually want to put some thought into it. That's all. I don't want it to be just, okay, here. I mean, movies and stuff, I can do that with. When you're talking about something like that people are going to debate, I'd actually like to have, I want to know what the criteria is, and then I want to set that criteria, and then I want to have an educated list. That's all.
Okay.
Sorry. But if you have yours, well, I can say that guy's too high or that guy's too low.
No, it's all right.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
Well, John didn't bring me the list, so I didn't make it, because you said you would rather do Hoffman on Hollywood.
Well, I would rather do Hoffman on Hollywood. That's more entertaining than talking about basketball.
Well, that's what we're going to do.
All right, let's do that.
Were you a Martin fan?
Yeah.
I liked that show when I was young.
I did, too.
It's a pretty well-done show. The guy who played Tommy on the sitcom Martin died yesterday afternoon at an Atlanta hospital at the age of 52. Was admitted to the hospital after an aneurysm ruptured in his abdomen.
Holy bleep. I don't like to hear 52-year-olds dying.
Yeah.
I'm right around the corner from that. That's like a couple months away.
I haven't seen him lately. I don't know that he got, like, that he got fat or something like that, but basically the American Heart Association says that an aneurysm occurs when part of an artery wall weakens, allowing it to widen abnormally or balloon out. So he also appeared on New York Undercover, The Jamie Foxx Show, and The Parkers. But he played Martin's best friend on that show for 5 seasons of Martin.
Wow. I'm depressed now.
Remember there were people who were suspicious about the Kardashian robbery?
Yeah.
Apparently, Kanye took out a $2 million line of credit against his New York apartment just 2 months before the gym heist. I mean, who knows what, you know, he bought the home for like $5 million in 2013, and J.P. Morgan granted the line of credit to him on July 12th. The agreement states that Kanye has to give back the $2 million. He has 20 years to pay it back. It seems odd, but I don't know. I feel like Kanye and Kim Kardashian just have a ton of money, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
it seems like he'd be able to pull $2 million out of his change drawer.
Yeah, but it's understood that none of the thieves have been caught yet, so they're still working on that. But I do find that interesting that he was taking out loans right before it happened.
God, $2 million line of credit. You give me a $2 million line of credit and say I have 20 years to pay it back.
You're in good shape.
Yeah, you'll never see me again. I'm out of here.
I have got the top earning dead celebrities list, Fred. And there are
dead careers or just actual dead celebrities?
No, these are dead people.
Okay.
The top 13 dead people who are still making money.
Okay. Carmelo Anthony?
Carmelo Anthony is still alive.
Wrong list.
Still alive. You have any guesses on this list?
Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger's not on the list.
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson tops the list.
Okay. I was thinking actors more than...
$825 million.
Golly.
It's the most any celebrity has ever earned in a single year, a result of half of his music publishing catalog being sold for $750 million. But the next closest isn't even remotely close. Charles Schulz, the cartoonist, Peanuts guy,
yeah.
$48
million. Wow.
Arnold Palmer in third at $40 million.
Well, he had all those golf courses and stuff.
And the iced tea lemonade.
Yeah, he had a bunch of stuff going on.
Elvis, fourth, $27 million.
Elvis.
Still. Prince at fifth, $25 million. Bob Marley. Theodore Gissell. I don't know. I think
Dr. Seuss.
Oh, is that who it is?
Yeah.
Okay. John Lennon at eight. Albert Einstein, nine. Betty Page, 10.
Wow.
You're a model. You're still making money way after you're dead. Pretty good. David Bowie. Steve McQueen and Elizabeth Taylor round out.
Wow, so was McQueen the highest actor? Or was there somebody else up there?
Depends if you consider David Bowie an actor or not.
Not really. I mean, I consider him a musician.
Okay. Then, yes, Steve McQueen's the highest earning actor, dead actor.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. Tomorrow, come see us. Saloon Door in Webster.
I can't wait.
I can't either.
Last time I couldn't really drink.
Well, now you can.
Party's on.
You get drunk with Ron Jeremy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be fun. We got to do that. All right. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, AJ Hoffman. I moderately suck today. Got our man, Freddie D. Henry Thomas coming up next. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.